The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the stupidity of statin drugs. Also, what's in your kids' infant cereal? A shocker. Absolutely a shocker this hour. Well, we've got news from the $6 million man, Steve Austin, about a bionic pancreas potential. And maybe your calls, too. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. For all the latest and greatest, you can go there and say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. It's that easy. Just click on through. Click on through to the other side. And, of course, I'm all bubbly. Super Don always chuckles if I do a little bit of musical interlude. Because I have
that was a little bit of Jim Morrison there.
Yeah, and I'm not even a big Doors fan, but that one, that's a good song. I got sun-kissed today, this morning, out in the garden all day, almost up until showtime. I just had to quickly try to dig the dirt from my fingernails. I'm looking and seeing there's probably still a little bit left, and after the show I'll be back out there trying to live the dream, right? What is that? Bringing the power to grow food back where it belongs with each and every one of you. It's springtime in the Northern Hemisphere, and I hope if you haven't already started to prepare the beds, I understand in the Northlands, the hinterlands in Canada, and even the northern part of these United States, that winter has returned. So hopefully you've prepared accordingly and protected those little baby plants that are about to be. But this really is the answer to the question is, grow food. That's it. That's what it is. Just grow food. Grow some food. In the meantime, statin stupidity. More science coming out about the ridiculousness of statin drugs. Although the science here that we're going to refer to in these articles is trying to figure out a way to get you on a different statin drug or a non-statin drug that somehow alters your cholesterol levels. Now, why do I say and why have I said for as long as I've been on broadcast radio that statins are stupid? And the bottom line reason is that, well, cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. It never has been. It never will be. And so from the word go, the idea of lowering cholesterol is a false notion, a phony pharmaceutical fake protection scheme, not for you to prevent you from having a heart attack, but for the profits of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And this article from the Washington Post says it well. The statin tolerance is real. Did I say tolerance or intolerance? Statin intolerance is also real. The tolerance has been that too many doctors still believe that statins are a legitimate medicine. They are not. Statin intolerance is real. What does that mean? Does that mean we are just so intolerant and prejudiced against statin drugs that we're just mean and nasty and angry with Big Pharma and we're not being rational? Or is it that we've acknowledged from the word go as well that statin drugs destroy mitochondrial function, weaken muscle function to the point of a symptom that has its own syndrome diagnosed name, rhabdomyolysis, something along those words or those syllables, I shall say. The wasting, the destruction of muscle tissue. The muscle pain that you get from a statin drug is not a placebo scenario, because they've given placebos to people now along against the statin test, and they found that people on the placebo were not getting this muscle pain, this cramping, this weakening that could, in fact, increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. Because
something to point out here on that fact is that for the longest time, you've had all of these skeptics and these MDs that were like, oh, that's all in your head. You know, it's just because you think that if you take the pill that you're going to have muscle pain. It's not really muscle pain. Well, guess what? They were wrong.
It really is muscle pain caused by the drug,
right,
not the placebo. This was not a mind over matter scenario. This is like matter destroying matter, depleting coenzyme Q10 in the mitochondria. And again, coming back to the starting point, cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. They may find it calcified in your arteries when there is a heart attack, but it isn't the cause. In fact, it is the substance that kept you alive long enough to have a heart attack. Because the real cause of cardiovascular insufficiency, dysfunction, collapse, is the lack of a trace mineral known as silica. Now, I'm not saying it's the only thing, but that's the huge thing that they overlook. Vascular elasticity and strength and integrity depended upon that trace mineral silicon or silica that we get, the alpha silica that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. But there also is another issue here of vascular inflammation caused not by cholesterol, but repaired, patched by cholesterol. Where's the vascular inflammation drug? It ain't there. In fact, the only indication that statins could have even a short-term benefit may be due to some anti-inflammatory effect of the drug itself. But the damage to the muscles, the mitochondria, the damage to the liver is so intense and so severe that any benefit, short-term benefit of reduction of inflammation is completely drowned out by the fact that it destroys cellular integrity, statin drugs. The inflammation, the damage to the vascular lining caused by an improper diet. Toxins in the diet, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, big time. How do we know heavy metals play a role? Because of the introduction of intravenous chelation, synthetic amino acids in the mid-20th century, reversed cardiovascular disease, even though they weren't intending to do so. They were simply trying to remove lead from those who had been intoxicated with lead poisoning. They not only pulled the lead out, they cleaned the arteries, because the heavy metals were part and parcel to the damage that it was causing within the vascular system. Calcification of the arteries, calcium, imbalance in calcium, another big problem here. Bottom line, liver detoxification, also hydration. Also essential fatty acids, also saturated fats, which are not devastating and dangerous for you unless they contain heavy metals and pesticide residues, because you're eating the animals of factory farms. Statins, not the way to go, and they acknowledge it, and they're going, hey, what can we do about statin intolerance? How about a new class of drugs, PCSK9 inhibitors? How devastating might that be? You don't want to be an experiment in that regard. At least I don't think you do, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, and it's not just devastating from any possible side effects, but these drugs are actually more expensive than the other statins. You're looking at somewhere between $10,000 to $15,000 a year.
That's all right. You can get a second mortgage on your home. Yeah. Remember, we covered that, a story about mortgaging, getting a mortgage to be able to pay for drugs. I mean, the drug industry knows its days are numbered. How many people are going to be convinced that, we've saved up for a house, but I think we better save up to be put on something beyond statin drugs, because we need to chase cholesterol, even though it doesn't cause heart disease. Just stop it. And then there's another study just trying to, oh, man, we've got to eke out some more statin profits. It's saying that, you know, intermediate risk patients should be on it. This is not new news. It's like we keep lowering the levels for statin drugs. What is the HDL to LDL number? Remember, if you want to elevate HDL to increase those ratios, HDL to LDL, which is one of those things that they've acknowledged as a good thing, you can do that by simply taking GTF chromium, the whole food form of chromium we talk about here. I've written about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And you could take that 100 micrograms three times a day. It happened to my mom. They said, oh, your cholesterol levels are out of whack. They wanted to put her on a statin. She's 82. She doesn't take these drugs. Put her on the GTF chromium, went back, and the LDL to HDL ratio switched. The HDL elevated, just like I said they would. It would. It's not because of me. I've acknowledged what it does. And then there are new cholesterol methods needed in wake of failed drugs. Is this also promoting new, more expensive drugs, Super Don? Because we got all these cholesterol stories today. It's wild to have
them
all.
Well, yeah, I mean, they all are. I mean, you've got this the one here where, you know, basically they're saying that maybe people with sort of maybe high cholesterol should be taking statins too.
Mm-hmm. Again, let's lower it.
Because it's not enough. You know, yeah. It's once you've saturated the market here on everybody that falls within the parameters of who should be taking statins, now you need to kind of like extend the umbrella a little bit, right?
Yeah. So there are companies that are putting together these so-called CETP inhibiting drugs. They're blocking a protein called CETP to raise HDL. Those drugs not working. But, you know, for what, 24, 25, 26 bucks a month, you could get on the whole food chromium and elevate your HDL through that supplement. Help your liver. It's amazing what we can do. If you're really freaking out about cholesterol, get on 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium three times a day. It's that simple. It really is. And then you don't have to worry about poisoning your liver, destroying your muscles, wiping out CoQ10. In your mitochondria. I don't know. I guess we still have to do a segment once in a while like this, Super Don, on cholesterol because there's still too many people taking it.
Well, and these pharmaceutical companies are constantly trying to do everything they can to come out with new statin drugs or try and shore up where the old statin drugs might be falling short. And so they get their PR guys together. They mm-hmm. push this stuff out in the media. And yeah. days like today come around where you've got two or three different stories hitting statins from two or three different angles. We've got to try and counter that when we can.
Yeah. Statin starts with ST. So does the word stop. Stop your statin. Oh, I know. Consult your doctor first. But the good news is statin drugs are not like SSRIs. When you pull off of them, you don't go suicidal. You can safely do that. But work with your doctor or pharmacist if you want. That's up to you. In the meantime, we'll continue here with the broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. The FDA and infant cereal. What do they have to do with one another? You'll be shocked by what's in that cereal you're giving your kid.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Getting all the vitamin D I can before I head to Canada for Total Health next weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of April. I'll be there with Ty Bollinger and family. The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, he does Detox of Fridays with us each and every week. And he has, of course, his wonderful daily cleansing tea. I hope you all are drinking. And then we've got other upcoming events. In fact, right after Canada, I'm going to be up in D.C. with Jonathan Emort, our FDA Dragon Slayer. They're doing some groundbreaking historic work in terms of dealing with the BATF, FDA, FTC. And we'll get some more information on that a little later. Amazing things happening. Speaking of the FDA, I call them the Fear and Death Administration. Why? Well, go back and listen to some archives. We've been at this for years. The Food and Drug Administration, maybe. But really what they're doing is protecting industry over the health of the people. Here's a classic example. Headline reads, FDA proposes limit for inorganic arsenic in infant rice cereal.
Hold on. In other news, there is inorganic arsenic in infant rice cereal.
Hello? What? Yeah. Excuse me? You're just now getting around to proposing a limit for arsenic in infant rice cereal? Where have you been? How long have there been parents feeding their babies infant rice cereal? And now in the year 2016, we're getting around to, hey, maybe we should have some limits on arsenic in baby cereal. That's right. The FDA protecting you and your babies, just like the CDC protecting you and your babies from dangerous vaccines. Rely on the bureaucratic oligarchy to protect your health and safety at your own peril or the peril of your own children and babies. No exaggeration here. They're really taking steps to reduce inorganic arsenic in infant rice cereal. Evidently, it's a leading source of arsenic exposure in infants. Since they stopped putting arsenic in wood on children's playgrounds, I guess rice cereal has overtaken that. Rice cereal and arsenic. By the way, if you're concerned about exposure because you've been feeding your little babies rice cereal that may contain arsenic, how about looking to homeopathy and the remedy known as Arsenicum Album, arsenic, in homeopathic form? Now, how much arsenic is in this cereal, Super Don? How much should we be concerned? Or is it, oh, well, we're just overreacting because we're environmental earth muffins concerned about not feeding our kids arsenic?
Well, apparently, and this is what I'm reading from this press release, they did a sample of 76 rice cereals for infants.
Mm-hmm.
And the data showed that nearly half, 47%, of the infant rice cereals sampled from retail stores in 2014 met the agency's proposed action level of 100 parts per billion of inorganic arsenic.
Is that supposed to make us feel good?
Does that mean then that the 53% did not?
Right, exactly. this reminds me of the health ranger, Mike Adams, and what he's doing with the forensic food lab. He found all of this heavy metal stuff in organic rice protein, even organic rice protein, coming from Asia. And, of course, a lot of these things. So it's not just the non-organic forms or brands. You're seeing heavy metal contamination in a lot of things, which is why strategically supplementing your kids with whole food selenium is also very critical. You know, when my kids are eating things that I know contain heavy metals, like, you know, we'll have fish once in a while, salmon, organic, if we can, wild salmon. And we recognize there's mercury in all fish now. But there is selenium in that fish, but we'll increase our selenium intake. Also, one of the things Mike Adams found out about, the insoluble fibers in strawberries can bind to mercury. So if you eat the fish with strawberries, you'll likely bind it in the gut and pass it right on through. So there are strategies to deal with food that has been somewhat contaminated because we have not total control over our environment anymore. Even growing outside organically, there are things they're spraying from above, and heavy metal contamination is real. Not just the arsenic in rice cereal that the FDA is finally now getting around to dealing with. But Arsenicum Album, homeopathic, great stuff. Heavy metal detox from our good buddy, Dr. Frank King, King Bio. These are organic, if you will. Water-based homeopathic remedies, safe to utilize for even babies. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the $6 million pancreas, diabetes meds, and take a few of your calls if we can get to them. Also, questions of the day coming through the website at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You're probably wondering when I was going to swing the discussion back around to vaccines. Well, we've got an article here, not about vaccines, but about diabetes. In this case, type 1 diabetes. And you say, wait, it's about diabetes. How come you're swinging it back around to vaccinations? Because type 1 diabetes is considered an autoimmune attack on the pancreatic cells. Why does the immune system attack in some cases? And this typically happens very early on in childhood or infancy even. Can happen later in some cases, but a lot of the type 1 happens there, which is different than type 2 diabetes. I mean, it destroys the pancreas. Why does it happen? My humble opinion, vaccines. Vaccines alter the terrain of the body in a very horrific and direct, explosive way, because they bypass the defense mechanism of the body, being the gastrointestinal tract, of ingested toxins, which gives you a fighting chance at least, and injects it directly into blood, lymph, interstitial fluid, wherever it's going. Suddenly, it bypassed the defense mechanisms, and now all bets are off. What if some of these things end up going to the pancreas, altering the pancreas cells to the point where the immune system says, that's no longer me, self versus non-self? And there you go. Find out how many non-vaccinated babies develop type 1 diabetes. They haven't done the study. Just like the question of autism. Where's the comparative analysis from so-called government-sanctioned mainstream sources, NIH or otherwise, where they've actually assessed and analyzed the data of children who are not vaccinated and health outcomes? Remember Van VCD that we put up there? And it was stunning, the data people were submitting, how healthy kids were who were not vaccinated versus the chronic diseases that were all present in the children who were most vaccinated. But never fear. Now with technology, we can ignore the fact that vaccines may be contributing to type 1 diabetes, and we can rebuild them. We can build them stronger, faster, better. The $6 million pancreas, the bionic pancreas. That's right. Those of you old enough to remember Steve Austin, that was the sound when he was doing his bionic mojo. They're serious about the technology here, and I'm not opposed to advances in technology. That's not my take on this. But I just find it tragic that we even have to resort to developing bionic pancreas, right? And it basically, it detects on a much more rapid and ongoing basis blood sugar elevation or drops, so that then you can control them through the use of glucagon or insulin. Now, we've talked about the use of GTF chromium for many things, including the elevation of HDL, but the chromium is not a sole, let's say, the thing we could rely upon in type 1, although we can tend to manage sugar levels when we have chromium in our system, even if you have a type 1 scenario. And I've talked about friends, certain friends, that were utilizing 100 micrograms three, maybe four times a day, and it greatly reduced their need for insulin injections. So that's something. But in this case, a bionic pancreas has become necessary, I guess, and profitable enough because enough people are developing type 1 diabetes. Now, it is kind of cool. The geek in me that says, you know, technology is awesome, says that's pretty cool to help people with type 1 diabetes manage their situation. At the same time, for me, I have to go back to origin point and warn folks, parents yet to be, that vaccines can be very devastatingly harmful, and also to recognize that many of the diseases that they say they want to prevent are actually beneficial for proper immune development and healthy adulthood with fewer chronic diseases, including things like cancer, as they're proposing now and finding the use of measles virus, the use of chickenpox virus in attacking cancer cells, and the naturally acquired infections showing us evidence that you are less likely to succumb from these forms of cancer had you had the naturally occurring measles infection, chickenpox infection. So I know, Super Don, you throw a story like this to me and you want to talk bionic pancreas, but I have to kind of broaden it just for my own satiation with empowering information.
Well, listen, I mean, that's important information, but, you know, obviously what gets my attention here, you know, because it's in the news, is bionic pancreas, you know, I just, you know, the mind of Super Don here, I just imagine, you know, some guy sitting on the couch and his wife, you know, says, hey, hon, how's your blood sugar doing? You know, he's like, oh, hold on a second.
Yep.
Oh, I'm fine now. Yeah, there you go. Oh, no, yeah, I'm good, hon. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, the point here is not to just downplay how cool it is to have a bionic pancreas. The fact is, I'd like to see that them not ever be necessary. And I know I'm idealistic in that way, but I'm also realistic in that way if we stop assaulting babies at birth with needless toxic poisons injected into them, we might be less likely to see this manifest in these kids. Now, there's a type 2 diabetes story real quick I want to get into. It. These are linked up in the show notes, by the way. Go to robertscottbell.com. In the show notes, you'll see them. You can read about them. Go more in depth than I'm willing or able to in the time I have. But they're talking about 500,000 people with type 2 diabetes show there are pros and cons to nearly every form of drug therapy of the disease. And they talk about kidney failure. That's right, kidney failure. Not from the diabetes, but from the drugs used to treat them. Especially those people who are on metformin along with other things like Actos and Avandia. And then add in things like Januvia, and you've got even a bigger devastation, the triple devastation of the therapy of taking metformin, these other drugs that I mentioned as well in combination. And, of course, you're going to increase toxicity by taking more toxic drugs. It only makes sense. But the idea is that's what they do to manage it instead of looking to 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times daily. Read about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. We wrote about it there. But now it's time to go to the phone calls. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
My name is Jim. I'm a listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert's got a great show. The reason I'm calling is on your March 31st show, Robert and his guest shared that under the show notes at your website, one is supposed to be able to click on a link to access the film Evidence of Harm. And I'm very interested in watching this film.
Okay, Jim, thank you for calling in on that. Evidence of Harm, great film on the danger of mercury amalgams, dental amalgams, mercury silver fillings. And we have a link up. If it's still available to you, you can go to the March 31st notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, what was it? Was it impossible to find? Did you talk to Captain Morgan about this?
Yeah, we talked about it, and it's actually, again, in the show notes. And you just have to go down there, and she actually changed it so it was easier to find where it says click here.
Okay.
So you just go to the web page, look for click here, and click on it, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it'll take you to a place where it embeds an RSV code to get it for free. You can download it plus all the extra stuff. If it's still available, it's there in the notes. And I thought it was pretty obvious because there was a picture of evidence of harm. Just click on it. And Jim, I'm sorry it was difficult, but we've made it easier. So go back to the show notes of that day. And you'll be taken there. Now, we got another call. I believe Pat's calling in on something that Super Don and I discussed about men having to be prepared for women when it's that time of the month. And Pat is chiming in. Let's give a listen to what she says.
Hey, Robert, Super Don, and Captain Morgan. This is Pat calling from upstate New York. I was listening to one of your articles on Friday. Now, I've got a decade plus on Super Don and Robert. So I'm kind of old-fashioned, but I have to say that I think the woman is responsible for her feminine products. It doesn't take that much room in a purse. And I do realize that women often don't carry purses these days, but, you know, in my mind, that a woman was responsible for her stuff. Unless you're in a relationship, you know, and then you stash your stuff under your boyfriend's seat. You know, I would never really expect a guy to set stuff in his bathroom for my emergency.
So it sounds like, Super Don, Pat was definitely on your side of, you know, what am I? I'm a guy. I can't be ready for that.
Yeah, well, and it was funny how she says, well, I've got a decade on Super Don and Robert Scott Bell. So maybe it's more of a an old fashioned type of outlook on the situation. Maybe today, like the millennial generation is more
right.
into doing
generational
that sort
shift.
Of thing.
You're right. The millennials are more open. The lines are blurred. Men are supposed to be women. Women are supposed to be men. And I don't know. I just think, you know, hey, having a diverse gift pack, multi pack at the ready, no problem there. But again, as Pat says, she never expected the guys to prepare for what she should be prepared for. So, all right, there's controversy across the generations. Here's another question of the day that just came in at the website, robertscottbell.com from Neha. Hello, I listen to your show quite often. I have a young child that has been diagnosed with bronchiectasis. Her lungs are constantly under assault from secretions and bile, which comes up from the stomach. She says iatrogenic causes. Infection is often associated with the diagnosis and treated with IV antibiotics. She's had IV antibiotics in the past through a PICC line. This has caused two problems for her. One, occluded veins. Two, hearing loss, as quite a few of the antibiotics are ototoxic. I don't know what decisions we'll make for her in the future. I am strongly averse to any more interventions, but also feel that I can't say no outright. I would like to help her as much as I can at home. I don't know if bronchiectasis is reversible, but is there anything that can help with pus, inflammation, and possible bacterial infections in the lungs? Thank you in advance. I very much appreciate you, your team, and your guests. Well, Neha, I appreciate you. And real quick, the answer is in Unlock the Power to Heal. This is the reason why TMB and RSV got together to write it and then expanded it. The new edition includes an entire chapter on how to deal with these lung infections. It's there. Yes, you can deal with it. Number one on the list, inhale silver hydrosol. That is the nebulization of it. But there's a more to it than that in healing the lungs. Pus, all the pussy infections, heper sulfur calcarea, homeopathics. But, of course, we've got to heal the liver. We've got to heal the gut. All the things that you know are necessary because you're a listener to the show, Neha. But, yes, specifically to the lungs, pick up Unlock the Power to Heal through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and that chapter will give you more than the information you're asking. And I'm glad you asked. If you have any questions, go to the website, robertscottbell.com, submit them or call up. Leave a message when we're off the air even at 866-939-BELL. One more segment. We're going to go to Japan for a fourth.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Looking forward to seeing all of our Canucks and hockey puck in the audience in person at the Total Health Conference. That's coming up April 8th, 9th, and 10th in Toronto. TMB, RSV, the DACA Detox, and more. Rachel Parent, she's awesome. We featured some of these folks regularly on the show, occasionally on the show, and it's going to be an awesome event, although it's going to be cold, and I'm just gearing up, steeling myself. I've got to get extra thick socks. I mean, it's going to be in the 20s and 30s, Super Don, in Fahrenheit. That's not right in April for me.
Yeah, somebody like you, I don't know if you could ever get acclimated to that kind of weather.
You know, I don't want to, but
yeah.
Adaptation, if your liver is healthy, you can eventually get there. But sometimes you need a few layers of fat in the body to help you, too. And it's hard for me to do that. But all right, I'll leave it there at that. How many of you have been told not to eat salt? We've talked about the fallacy of salt being bad for you, except that when the salt is refined and you're left with the sodium and chloride, and that's about it, that's not salt in the truest sense of the word, although chemically it is salt, right? But not the kind of salt I'd want you to consume. The salt that I talk about is 74 to 84 trace elements still in it because it hasn't been refined. Redmond's Salt Company has some awesome salt from the Great Salt Lake, I believe they're pulling it from. They got mines out there. Great. Celtic salt, sea salt, ancient mineral salts. These are salts that we'd want you to consume, and they're okay to consume, and they're not going to be harmful to you. Of course, everything within reason. But to the point of reduction, with many medical doctors saying that could be bad for you, these low-salt diets. But if you're trying to avoid too much of that sodium, there's a bionic fork. I guess we'll call it the bionic salt fork from Japan.
Yeah. Well, leave it to the Japanese. They have invented something, again, you probably never would have thought would even exist.
Yes. In Japan, the hand is used like a knife, and the salt is used like a fork. Or wait, where is the fork used like a salt? They've invented an electric salt-flavored fork. And they say they're running an electric current through this fork, and it stimulates receptors on your tongue to make you think something is salty when it's not. They can make something seem sour when it's not that sour. And, of course, if there's too much current going through the fork, it'll just taste metallic. Not so nice.
And put a curl in your hair.
Right. So. Hey, how's your meal? Oh, it's great. But they say the downside so far is the fork is not waterproof. Not waterproof. And I'm just wondering, do you have to have a dry mouth to use it? And that seems to defeat the purpose. Will saliva cause it to short out?
Yeah, I would assume this, what that means is you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Oh.
You have to clean it by hand, I guess.
Clean it by hand. All right, be careful cleaning it by hand. One researcher described testing the fork by eating a salt-free tonkatsu pork cutlet with salt-free sour sauce and found that pressing the button made the pork more salty and the sauce more sour, although pushing it up too high, it would taste metallic. So, interesting technology. If we're not electrical beings, we will be electrocuted into being them with the salt fork from Japan. That's interesting. And finally, did you ever grow up eating Hamburger Helper?
I did.
I did, too. Mom used Hamburger Helper. I don't know if they've come up with an organic Hamburger Helper yet.
Nah, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at this point, but I'm not aware of any.
Well, there is an organic rap album just in time for last April Fool's Day that was released about Hamburger Helper. And I've got a clip here I'm going to play for you. See what you think about this. And our board op, Justin, says he knows one of the singers on this album. The Hamburger Helper rap coming to you on April Fool's Day. Well, it's out there. It's dropped. Listen to it.
Hamburger Helper is all that I eat. If you don't serve it, then please take a seat. 140 boxes like a tweet. Always on it, man, I'm strong like a cleat. Hamburger Helper, boy, no chicken nugget. Cooking a pan or a bake in the oven. Cook it all up, then I mix in the onion. Hamburger Helper, it come out of dust.
Okay, I don't know where to go with that, but they've really invested full on a true rap album here.
Yeah, believe it or not, Hamburger Helper, they actually created an entire rap album released there on April Fool's Day, and I will admit it's a little bit more modern day style rap that I don't listen to, but
yeah,
it sounds pretty good and it's been very popular.
Hamburger Helper, eat it all and then we dip. On the stove so long I burn my lip.
Hey.
Ouch. Well, at least we got silver hydrosol or sovereign silver first aid gel for when we burn our lip on Hamburger Helper. And I'm hoping to find the organic variety. Good memories of that from childhood. Folks, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Tiffany Ray Larkin. Thanks to Super Don Justin. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. Head to Canada after that. Why? My friends, it's because of this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.